This morning I want to speak to you on entitled, Mothers, Tell Your Children of God's Goodness. Tell your children of God's goodness. They may not understand it, they may not want to hear it, but tell them anyway. We may have been in those positions ourselves at a younger age or at an age when we didn't know any better, or even being grown and didn't know any better, and we didn't appreciate the things of God and the goodness of God, and we even took His grace and mercy for granted. Thank you for it, God, but I don't want to praise you for it. I want to accept it. I want it. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be broke. I want to be happy. Don't want to be lonely. All those things that you can give me, give them to me, but I'm not into praising you and thank you for it. It just happened to me by coincidence. It is not the purpose of God to bless me. It just happens. So therefore, I'm not obligated to praise Him or give honor to Him or worship Him as I should, because for some reason, I'm just happy for the benefits. And I'm not necessarily happy to the benefactor, but to the benefits that I'm receiving. You know, that's how some of us act. Am I right about it? But you know, it's one thing to act that way in ignorance. You really just don't understand. But it's another whole other thing when it's brought to your attention and that you can get an understanding of why we should praise Him, give Him glory, give Him honor, and be thankful to Him. Then that's a whole nother thing. You see, some things we do willfully. Well, I'm mighty quiet in here. Yeah. There's some things you know is wrong. You do it anyway. Huh? All of us. Huh? Are we going to be truthful in church? Or we ain't going to be truthful. Let me just come. Can I come over? And we in church. You know, that's how y'all say it. Thank you, bro. See, God knows. That's why I love His mercy and His grace. His justice, His chastisement. Now, let me say a little something about God's chastisement of His children. He does that, and you can see it in 1 Corinthians 11. He does that His children will not be judged with the world. See, there's a purpose even for His chastisement, you know. So don't let that blow you away. If God is discipline you, He's doing that because you are His children. You know, Mom, how you had to discipline some of your children? Huh? Now, some kids got more whipping than others. I tried to get as less as I could. As I saw my middle sister, I'm the baby, so everybody's older than me, and I think my oldest sister and me, I think we got the less whippings. But my brother and my other sister, ooh, her and my mom, wow! I guess I'm reminiscing there, huh? All right. I just feel good today. Okay, we wanna talk about mothers, tell your children about the goodness of the Lord. And this is blessed by Paul. Paul knew the value of mothers and grandmothers telling their children of the goodness of God. We see that in Timothy's life. Now, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, 5 through 7. I don't think you may not have that, Steve, but if you do, can you put that up for me? You'll help me out because my eyes are getting a little watery here. 2 Timothy chapter 1, and we're just going to look at 5 through 7. Yes, sir. God is good, isn't he? Children, are you happy to be here? Those of you who are here with your mom today, are you happy to be here? Yes. All right. So that's a wonderful thing, ain't it? Okay. All right. So we'll look at the board there. That'll help me out a little bit. It says, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you," he's talking to Timothy, "which dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice. And I am persuaded is in you also." Hold it right there, Brother Steve. Now, I want to show you something. Even in the Bible, Paul is speaking about the godliness that was in Timothy, that was told to him about the goodness of God by his godly mother and his grandmother. So even here we see two people, two ladies influencing the life of this boy, Timothy. These Old Testament Jewish ladies who were faithful to the Lord and to God and being prepared for Paul to come along with the gospel. And Paul is coming back as the man of God and saying, "Man, when I call to remember," you know, there's some things we see in people's lives, it should call to our remembrance. If you were there to be a witness, every now and then you need to think of it. You know, I was there to be a small witness with Alvin and Rona's mom and dad, because Brother Jones was my best friend. And we spent a lot of time with the world together around his house, sitting at that table in the backyard. And I would hear about his children. I would hear about his grandchildren. I would hear about, and some I hadn't really seen. And Alvin was one I hadn't seen him as much as I remember meeting Sam first. Rona and Alvin I hadn't seen for a while. But all I'm saying about this, when I remember, not just Paul, when I remember folk praying those all-night prayers and that little red building and them chairs, them old chairs, pews walking and the flat roof, when I remember going out there praying for people we didn't know, they would call them all out and didn't see the results today of the prayer that was on yesterday. And God let me be here today to see the results of prayer that was done yesterday at the altar. Paul ain't the only one can remember. You and I need to remember. Grandma and Mom both had a hand in your life. I know you know a little something about this, Reggie, don't you? Huh? You know a little something about this. But this is in the Bible. Grandma and Mom both love that baby and want to see the best for that baby. All that Mom couldn't do, Grandma gonna do. Sometimes when Mom won't do, Grandma do anyway. It's in the Word of God. And Paul, the man of God, sold out for God, he testified of the results of a good mom and a good grandmama who loved the Lord. I know you may scoff at it. You may not fully understand it. But when you can hear mama praying for her children who are in trouble, and you don't even know the children, you don't even know the circumstances of their trouble, but Mom know, because that never leave her heart. Because when you tug on her children, you tug on her heartstring. When her children are in trouble, Mom is in trouble. She may act like she's not because she's trying to keep herself together. But her mind is not all for her children. It's wherever her children is, her mind is, though she may be here with you. So therefore you pray. You pray because prayer has a way of being answered by God. God, they need to be saved. Pray, Lord, that if they make a profession of faith, it's not a fake one. It's not a false one. Lord, let it not be a jailhouse confection. No, 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 because it has to be the real deal. He's speaking of what is genuine. Did you see it up there? What is genuine? There's a lot of fake stuff, fake salvation, fake profession. But the fake stuff not going to get you into real heaven. Put it back up, bro. Put it back up. Grandma, somebody. Sometimes it was not even your real. I remember my grandmama raised some people, and I would call them auntie and this and that. And then later on, my mama would tell me, no, her mama died, and Mama Court, your grandmama took her in and raised her with us. I said, wait, David, ain't none of y'all really having a thing? And they did. She said, she don't raise a whole lot of grown. A cousin so-and-so, no, that was her brother's. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Her brother's niece that she raised. I said, oh, this time. She said, no, they ain't no kin to you. Hey, y'all got some stuff going on. But you know what they had going on? They had a love fest. When real mama won't do what she'll do, I take over. Huh? See, God will start you at point A, but he's taking you to point Z. And on this journey, you may need some assistance to help you to get where God wants you to go. Sometimes circumstances and mental condition, physical condition, financial condition will cause a mom not know what to do. And maybe abandon their responsibilities. But God is saying, I'll be a mother, a father to you. And along the way, I'll let some human folk touch you along the way. Whether it's in church, at school, on your job, somebody will come along and be a assistant mama to you. We need to start remembering. Don't forget everything. Paul said, I remember. When I call to remember. Some of y'all need to start calling some stuff to remembrance. You know, but you won't call it to remembrance. You won't call it. You are like, man, call some of that stuff to remembrance. Because I'm telling you something. If I don't begin to call some things to remember, I won't appreciate what I see. I'll say, God ain't doing nothing. Because I forgot what he done. And I refuse to call it to remembrance. Are you with me, somebody? I don't need but one. I call to remembrance. Keep in mind, I can call to remember if I was there. I was there, Reggie, when you was a little boy. I was there when you weren't that tall. You've always been tall, but I remember you weren't that tall. I was there, Wanda Reggie. I was there. I know I'm getting older now, but I was there. So if I was there, don't tell me I can't call to remember. I'll go in and pull some of them pictures out. I tell you the truth. He says, the genuine faith, you see that? That is in you, Timothy, which dwelt first. See, before you got it, it was found in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice. So let me tell you something. If your mom and grandmama got some faith, leave their faith alone, because first it was found in them. So if you don't ever get it, that's okay. That's on you. This is a personal decision. But realize the Bible says here that it was first in them. Why, mom, keep praying for me? I don't need no prayer. I'm handling good. See, that's ignorance when you talk like that. Everybody need prayer. Remember that song? Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took a little time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. Help me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. They keep saying, I'm going to bring Newbie up here now. You know, somebody prayed for me, and I thank God for it. Okay, we can move on now. I'm going to move on with you, but I'm having a good time now, the Lord. Okay, do y'all see that? Give me the next verse. He says, okay, the things I said in that verse, therefore I can say what I'm about to say now. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. See, a lot of us can have the gift that God has given us to do, or we can have of whatever God has placed in us, our spiritual gift that we have, but a lot of times you wouldn't even know it if you don't stir it up. You see, a lot of times if you truly saved, it's not that it's not there, but you won't stir it up. You see, don't let it lay dormant, because it won't do what God intended to do. God gave it to you for not to lay dormant, but that it would stir up. And that's why we need to be around people. Other saints. I need other saints to stir me up. If all of us and nobody stirred up with their gift, and then we're all going to just, and after a while, we ain't going to be in church. Or sometimes when you get a little low by yourself, you say, you know what? I'm going to go, because I know if I go around, they're going to stir me up. And I just sat there, boom. Before you know it, I feel the heat. I feel what's in me coming up to talk, you see, because I'm a part of what's going on in the room. You know, you speak in my language. There's something in me that needs to be stirred up. And a lot of times it's by my brother or my sister. See, we all need a system to get from where God started us for where God has taken us. So give me seven. That's seven? That's the last one? What did I tell you, seven? Give me the last one so I can move on. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But you know what? A lot of times we make unsound decisions. But if you're born again, God has given you the Holy Spirit. And if you truly got that genuine faith, you can be led by the Holy Spirit that indwells you. You can be led, but we're not always led by the Spirit. That's why God says, be not drunk with wine when it's excess. Don't let that spirit of the wine or the drugs or ignorance control you. You be controlled by the Spirit of God which is in you. Now what that means, that means because I'm saved, I'm automatically filled with the Spirit every day. Many feelings, one indwelling. Are you with me? See, you cussing somebody out, stealing and stuff like that, during that time, you ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost didn't tell you to go steal somebody else's stuff. hallelujah. So you know, but with power and of love of a sound mind. Wow. See, sometimes, even though we have that sound mind, we have that power, but we don't use it. I'm telling you, we need to start releasing and using the power of the Holy Spirit if you're born again. Walk in the Spirit. So I won't walk in the flesh. If I spend most of my time walking in the flesh as a believer, then I'm going to grieve the Holy Spirit. I'm going to hurt him. I'm going to break his heart. Huh? See, a Christian can lie to the Spirit. You know the couple that lied to the Holy Ghost? Huh? What happened to them? Husband came in first and lied. Wife came behind him and lied. Same ones that took her out. Hey, here, got another one for you. Let me tell you something. If you're born again, don't let nobody drive you down the wrong road. You do what God would have you to do. Now, I want to look at just three things that you can, and there's a whole lot of them. It's not exhausted by no means. But three things that a mom can, a grandmom or a substitute mom or whoever could tell your children, or those you want to assist. One, that God can be trusted. Two, God is your refuge, strength, and help. God is your rest and hope. Look with me in Psalms 56:3. And that whole psalm is pretty good, but I just want to look at this verse. It says, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. You know, sometimes as you're going through life, there are going to be some circumstances you may face that you may be filled with fear, okay? And you don't know what to do, all right? You want to do the right thing, but sometimes you're so afraid. You got things that you're afraid of that you just don't know. What do I do when I am truly, I'm afraid? I got to go to court, but I'm afraid. I got bad news from the doctor, and I got to go into the hospital, but I am afraid. There are times or there's someone I depend on, but I can't depend on them no more. I see that they're not trustworthy anymore. I am afraid of facing life without that. Whatever the circumstance of the situation, tell your children, God can be trusted. The loved one that let you down may couldn't be trusted. Your help that may have let you down, you're not as strong as you used to be. It may let you down and you are afraid. What do I do? Realize that God can be trusted. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Let me tell you what that has the meaning of. You got to make a conscious decision to do this one. You just can't read this out of the book. See, because Pastor Dr. Holly read it, and he trusts the Lord. He can give me that scripture. Let me give y'all some scripture. You know, people love to give people scripture, which that's all right. But you can give me the same scripture when I'm afraid. I'm afraid of something I'm going through right now. I'm afraid. But if I don't make a conscious decision to trust God, I'm not going to do it. See, I can have all the resources that I need in my possession. But if I don't decide to use them, and just like you could leave some money at your son's house, huh? And then he called you back by the light bill. And you were wondering, say, look, I left you $500 over there on your dresser. And but daddy, send me this. Wait a minute, did you hear what I said? I've already given you what you need. But daddy, I want you to get in your car, drive up here, write me a check, or bring me a cab. Wait a minute. The resources that you are, is there something you are not telling me? Because what you are telling me, I've already supplied. What is it you're not telling me? What is you afraid of that I didn't supply for you? Talk to me, somebody. Anybody with me in the house? Huh, you got to make a conscious decision. Because Dion make a conscious decision, she's going to serve the Lord. And I can't piggyback on that. I got to have my own faith. Paul Paul said to Timothy, I know what was in your mom and grandma. I'm persuaded. See, I want to see it in you because you could be my companion. Come on now. You can be the young pastor of Ephesus. I don't have nobody like Timothy. But first, I got to see, is it genuine? If you're going to walk with me, you can't walk with me no fake faith. You got to have some real faith. If you're trying to walk this walk of Christ with fake faith, it ain't going to work, baby. You got to have the real stuff. Because you say, why you say that, Pastor? I say that because you up against a real devil. Satan is real. Satan is just as real as Christ. And we are in a spiritual warfare. And the word of God said we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. He's the glug G God of this world, this system. And I'm telling you, this is no church is no joke. Is it no game? I know we do our church thing. We float. But I'm telling you, your life is at stake. A lot of things you are afraid of and you're shaking in your boots is because you don't trust God. You don't believe he can be trusted. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. Because just like I'm preaching to you, I got to trust him. Things go on in my life. I'm not immune to situations and calamities and sickness and mental stress. But I got to, as the pastor, how can I preach to you and I don't believe it? It's enough fake stuff. I don't need no fake stuff. Fake stuff going to keep me afraid of the devil and all of his cohorts. But when I get the real Jesus, I know he can say, be gone. Get ye away from me. It's over now. And he immediately flees when Jesus speaks. Conscious decision. See, let me tell you something. You make a conscious decision to do what you want to do. Don't tell me you can't make a conscious decision to serve the Lord. You made the one to serve yourself. You made one to do your thing. As long as you want to do it and how many times you want to do it, you made that decision. I know we take church as a place, you know, we come. I'm dressed up too, but I'll come however you want to come. But I'm telling you, stop coming that way. Come expecting to get something spiritually. Because I'm going to tell you now, you are trichotomy. Your body, soul, and spirit. You may do everything for your body, and your show look good. Hairdos, the clothes, all these things, the food, the houses, the cars, and you look good. But we don't only want to look good and be no good. We want to look good and be good. But you can't do that without Jesus. Because he has a way of imputing to your bankrupt spiritual account his righteousness. When you got genuine faith, you got genuine righteousness in the position. And since you got genuine righteousness in your position, now work on your practice. See, we only working on the practice. That the position is settled. You can't add to it. You can't take from it. You can't make it no better. You can't make it no worse. I know some may want to come back, but I tell you what, I'm not going to waste your time because forget that stuff when they roll you in here. Now all of a sudden everybody gets serious. Pastor, come on, preach. I hope he preach. Oh, preach a good message. I'm preaching you. Oh, help me, Jesus. Everybody's serious. They're in a better place. They didn't want to go to the better place when they could receive Christ as their Savior. Why you figure they're in a better place now that they're dead? See, you got to make preparation to go to this better place. You gotta go. You gotta get your ticket on earth if you're going to heaven. It ain't no tickets given out in heaven. You get your ticket through the blood of Jesus here, and heaven's door will open up to you, and you walk in. Ain't no tickets at the door. You know how somebody say, "I come, but I get my ticket at the door." You really don't want to come a lot of times. Well, I want to tell you something. You can't get no ticket at heaven's door. You got to already have your ticket punched on earth. Okay. Yeah. No, you heard me, but I hope somebody believe me. Let me move on. Let's go to the next slide. It says now, so tell your children, say, baby, don't care what you're going through, you're afraid. Sometimes mama can't get to you, but trust the Lord. I'm going to send you a word. Trust the Lord. I'm praying for you. Trust the Lord. He can be trusted. But can he be trusted when I'm afraid? Yeah, here's a word on that. Yes, he can. He can. Because sometimes where mama's arms are not long enough to get to where your trouble is and where you are in your trouble. But how long is the arms of God? How far reaching is the arms of God? And when mama pray, protect my children, God. You gave them to me, God. God, right now they're going through a shaky time. But God, don't give up on them. God, give them grace and mercy. Give them, don't let them die. If you had to spank them, God, I understand that. But don't kill them, Lord. Do not kill them in their sin. But if you gotta go, God, you let them go in Jesus. The Bible speaks about dying in Christ, doesn't it? That means some people can die outside of Christ. See, if you die outside of Christ, you can't get in Christ once you're dead. You gotta get in Christ before you die. Let me move on. The next thing, let your children know they can trust God. And the next thing, that God is their refuge, strength, and help. Psalms 46:1. You know, what is he to me? You know, and I like this. No matter who you are, sometimes you're gonna be afraid. And sometimes there are decisions we got to make, and I'm afraid to make that decision. You know, and I have to trust God. He can be trusted. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. you see, It means he is our help, but he's very present. Truly, he's right there. You remember, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. But also in his attributes of omnipresent, he's present at all times, everywhere. You know, so his arms are not short to visit wherever you are. But see, sometimes it takes a little time for your children to really believe you. Sometimes you can be telling them all this about God, but they don't believe it. But don't stop. You keep praying and ask God to help their unbelief. God, help them to believe. Because you gotta believe this. Because God said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. You don't want to be serving a God you're not pleasing. Because we won't walk by faith. He's your refuge. Sometimes you need a hiding place. Sometimes, just get me out of this house. Just for right now, I know that, but right now, I got to go. I'm going to do something I don't want to do. I may say something. Right now, I just need to get off the scene. I need a hiding place. I need a refuge. And I'll talk to you later about all of that, but right now, get me out of their presence. I got to go right now. Yeah. Maybe later on, once I find a refuge and calm down, get myself together, you can come back and talk to me. It'll make more sense to me. But right now, if I can't find a place to hide, I may kill somebody. Or somebody may kill me. Or I may just lose my mind. And then when you're weak, and how in the world will you ever do all that pressure you were under? Do you realize the pressure you was under, the emotional strain, the physical strain? You're under all that load on you. I had counted you out once with your situation, that load. But you remember them old wrestling matches? They got beat up half dead, and they got him down there and pinned, but then they got to hold that hand, and then he started coming back up. Huh? In other words, you're not going to count me out. Huh? You ain't going to count me out. But that stuff is fixed. But let me tell you something. Jesus is fixed on delivering you, rescuing you. His mind is fixed. See, Peter, don't cut that man's ear off to try to save me. My mind is fixed on going to the cross. Yes, I despise the shame, but the blessing of salvation is only going to come if I drink of the bitter cup. God is our refuge. He's our strength when we are weak. And he's our very present help in trouble. I can't get to you, baby. I'm on my way. We're in the cars. We're packing up. I got to get to North Carolina. I got to get to Richmond. But in the meantime, you pray. We are praying. The pastor praying. But we're heading that way. See, I love you so much, I want to be in your presence. But until I can get there, I want you to know you already got some help on the scene. Anybody with me? You know, y'all act like y'all don't believe this. Got it? Okay, two. I see you got your two pool bears there. Now, June, you know if your daughter's in trouble, she's in Petersburg or what, you in that car. Ain't no doubt you in that car. Huh? But also, you got somebody praying on the scene. You got prayer going from here. Somebody know what I'm talking about. But teach your children, because they got your child, your daughter got a child. Isaiah got to know this. Don't worry about what they do with it. Tell them anyhow. Some of us didn't get it the first time. Mom and dad, keep on, even to the point, I give up. But God say, yeah, you give up and get on out of the way. I'm about to go to work now on them. Y'all about to get real in here. Y'all kill Pastor Rich, boy. One more, right? All right, let's go to the next one. All right, the first thing, teach your children, let them know that God can be trusted. No doubt Eunice and Lois told Timothy he can be trusted. Whatever God called you to do, whatever ministry he called you in, trust him. When you go through trouble, and he was very timid, be strengthened in the spirit of God to do the work of God. Because God called you to do it, he will strengthen you to complete the task. He will supply everything and everybody. Sometimes you need bodies. You need people. But God, if God has called you to do it, he'll supply the people, the finances, and he'll use people to do those things. Am I right about it? Amen. See, it's too late in the evening now, like Bro Weaver would say, too late in the evening for playing church games. You can play them if you want to, but I get rewarded for telling you. I get paid whether you do anything with it or not. I get a crown, baby. See? But I get whooped if I don't tell you. You know what? If I know that's the word of God, I'm going to get something. If it's true, I'm going to make sure I get something too. All right? Okay. Now, let's go to the last one is God is your rest and hope. But let's look at that. Psalms 62, 5 through 8. Because see, sometimes you wonder, what do I tell them? Okay, tell them this about the Lord. Because there's nothing better than you can give your child than a word from the Lord, a word from the Bible. It's going to make a big difference. I don't care how long it takes, you keep praying. See, God called the shots when? See, God got a due time for whatever that he want to do. You ain't going to move him no faster, and you're not going to make him slow in getting there. He's going to come on his time. Psalms 62:5 says, my soul waits silently for God alone. You know, there's just sometimes when you get in a quiet time or you need to get alone or come away, it ain't about people no more for this moment. It's why you got that quiet time, why you got that special place you go, why you don't want a lot of noise from the outside and coming in and whatever like that. Because right now, I'm waiting silently. I'm not doing a lot of shouting. I'm not doing a lot of screaming. And No, not this time. This is the time I'm in my place, silently, quiet. I'm waiting for God alone. I mean, this time, I'm letting them other things go. I just wanted to be me and God for right now. All right? He says, for my expectation, that deals with hope, is from him. Oh, look at here. You may miss this. See, sometimes I can have my hope in my children, and they let me down. Sometimes I can have my hope in my church folk. They may let me down and leave me and everything. They just, you know, I may have my hope in my co-workers or my preacher friends, and they may just let me down. Or they may just don't have time for me. Whatever the situation is, but I need to know there is one I can wait on. I can get quiet with all my hurts and frustrations and say, God, I can't make sense of this thing. And nobody else can make sense of this thing. And God, I don't want them to be Job's friends to me. They thought they knew his trouble, but they were clueless because you didn't inform them. But God, I want to get silent and my expectations. I have expectations. I have a hope, and it's coming only from you. You know the answer. If you desire to let me know, you will. If you don't, you won't. But if I don't ask you, I don't know your decision. I know you're able, but I'm asking you, will you? Tell them, sometime, baby, get along with God with this thing. You've been listening to too many people telling you he say, she say, what I would do. You ain't in this situation. And by the way, you don't even love God and telling me to listen to you. You don't even walk with God in good times. When you got bread on the table, money in the bank, 2-3 cars drive, look, doing good, healthy. And you don't even walk with him. My soul waits silently for God alone. What are you doing in that closet? Why are you in that room, back room, so long? I pray, but right now I'm not praying. I've already prayed. I'm just sitting here. I'm waiting now. See, a lot of times people tell you to go pray, and you should. That's not what I'm saying. But sometime after you have prayed, you don't need to rush out. You need to just sit. And sometime God will speak to your spirit that which you really need to hear. Next verse. He only is my rock and my deliverer. Understand, tell your children, the solid thing in your life, the rock, is Jesus. And the one that will deliver you is Jesus. The one that is your advocate right now is Jesus. He's interceding for you right now. Then look at this. He said, I shall not be moved. See, our circumstances and situation a lot of time want to move us to disobey God. Always move you to disobey God. Now, I'm not saying the circumstances are not bad. They're not troubling. But you got to watch when you know God say, don't do this. And your circumstances move you to do it. You got to watch. Also, you got to ask yourself, did I take that advice before I made my move? Did I have my silent time with the Lord, waiting on him to get an answer? You know, sometimes God will let us go through a little trouble. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't count people out. Even if God call you home, those people can get saved after you're gone. What a person look like right now when you're trying to beat them side of the head with the Bible and all of that kind of stuff, don't think that's how they're going to end up all the time. It's some crazy stuff happen. Matter of fact, there are some folk can get saved right at your funeral. Now you gone and they're in there saying, they always told me about the Lord. If I want to see her again, I want to go with the suit me up God with your salvation. Because she always told me how to go. She's not lost. She's in heaven. I want to go and see her. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. The next verse. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is who? Is in God. Next verse. Trust in him at all times. Now you notice the first scriptures told you about the attributes and the power of God and what God can do for you, right? Now, if I believe all of those that preceded this, then it should build my trust in him. Watch this. If I don't believe those things that we went over, my refuge, my strength, my hope, my expectation. If I truly don't believe that, ain't no need in going here. Trust in him at what? All time. Times of trouble? All time. Times of happiness? All time. Times when I get my heart broke by men or women? All time. When my money is funny? All time. When folk treat me funny, all time. When I have all my cohorts with me, all time. When I gotta walk alone, all time. When I'm sick, all time. Trust in him at all time, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. All of this, you just got to every now and then just stop. Stop and meditate. And put this up. I'm coming off with this one here. Just finishing it up. Jeremiah 29, around about 11 through 13, somewhere in that neighborhood. Put it up for me, Steve. And I'm a matter of fact, I'm coming on down right now. Why are you putting that up for me? You got it? Steve ain't left me, have you? Come on, Steve, you told me you're going to walk with me. You're my armor bearer, Steve. Don't put me down, Steve. You go, Steve, I'm going. Okay. God said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Wait a minute, God, you mean you thinking about me? You know, it's one thing if the pastor thinking about you or your friend or your sister or your mom. But what about it when God is thinking about you? Thank you, somebody. Somebody's getting this. Because I think some of us think we on par with God. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says Jehovah, Yahweh, all caps. Thoughts of peace. And that's what I think. Now, that ain't what Satan think. I'm telling you what I think. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. That's not what Satan think. He think evil all the time, 24/7. So we got to see that. We got to see the difference between God, what he think, and what Satan think. I got to say that because that may be going on in your life, but God said, that ain't what I'm thinking. He says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. See, God said, my people ain't got no business to walk around here hopeless. That ain't how I'm thinking. And I like this. See, Sister Arlene, God, tell me what you're thinking. I know how I think, and I think wrong sometimes. But if he gonna display, put on display, declare what he's thinking about me, shouldn't I listen? It make me want to go to him. It make me want to trust him because he done told me how he's thinking. Why should I trust Satan? He's thinking to kill and destroy me, to ruin my testimony. That's all he's thinking about, knowing he got a short time. But when God decides to open up his mind of thinking through the word of God, that's why I got to have the word of God. And y'all can go for all that silver tongue preaching. Jumping pew. Go ahead. But my life hangs in the balance. I need truth to live this Christian life. It ain't easy. I'm a man of passion and like passion like everybody else. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. This is my saying through the prophet Jeremiah, my mouthpiece. This is what God said. Thoughts of peace. But God, I don't have no peace. I'm the Prince of Peace. Have you done anything the pastor preached today? Did you use any of the scriptures? Did you even write them down? You had no intention to write them down because you had no intention of using them. Let's stop playing games. Then, I'm sick. I'm going through an accident. And I'm paralyzed from the head down. Somebody pray. Why you didn't use some of the scriptures? I wasn't going to do that. I'm just in church for another reason. Y'all know it's true, man. Come on. Y'all say stuff like that like I'm saying something wrong. Somebody help the preacher. Give me somebody help, man. For I know the thought. I read that, didn't I? Okay, I'm down to the bottom. Peace and not evil. Well, God, it seems like my life is full of evil. Man, Lord, see that when I want to do right, I'm doing wrong. And it seemed like, Lord, I think I got something good, and I don't have nothing but some trash. But you know what, God? But you say you're not thinking evil. Who's thinking evil? Satan, his cohorts, the system that we're under, the flesh. There's no good thing in the flesh. To give you a future and a hope. You know, Jesus Christ is our hope. And my life is hid in him. Hey, I got a future. It gets better for me. Huh? See, God said, I'm going to let all the stress be on church. On earth. See, this is all your stress, your heartaches, your pain. Here. He said, ain't none of that ending in glory. No sickness. Huh? None of that mess. So if you love to embrace all that evil and sickness, keep embracing the world, the flesh, and the devil, and you'll get your heart full of it. But my future. And so even if you've been through something on earth, don't just sell out to your hurt and your pain. Realize God said, I even give you a better future right here on earth. You ain't got to get to heaven. Huh? Some of us can testify to that. You ain't always where you were. You ain't always had no home, nice automobiles, whatever like that. You ain't never had all that. Some of you ain't had nothing. Now you got it. That won't your past. Can I get real? See, I'm dealing with the word future. Those things you got. Come on, brother, I'll talk to you. I got one man back here. You remember your past, Hebrew. Huh? And I was then part of it. Huh? When you came to the church around there in Winchester. Am I right about it? Huh? And you know the struggles you were going through. Huh? I was doing the same thing, Warner Brother. Same thing. You a young, strong man, a pharmacist now. 3-4 homes. You a landlord. That wasn't what you were. You came in there from Norcom with your pants down and everything was going on, but you were looking for a refuge. Amen. You came with Julian. You came and you found a people that weren't going to move away from truth. You found Ashburn. Come on, somebody. But that was your present. But look at you today. 2 services you went in. What is it? The Army, the Marine. They paid for your education. They paid for your education. Man, we can look at you. This guy's a failure. He's coming out of situation. He has situation. He is deemed for failure. But God said, that's not what I'm thinking. This boy going to be a pharmacist. So, Rich, you take care of him with the word. You just love him. He'll come back when he's successful. Go any way you want to go. He said, I'm coming back to New Berean. Because, see, they embraced me in my past when I want all that clean, didn't have anything. But now that I'm a landlord, many houses and a beautiful home and wife and all of that, I'm coming home. God has a future. And in that place, I feel hope. Don't have to join the gang. Don't have to be a sellout or washout. I found home in that little church. I found my refuge in God because all they preached was Jesus. They just started preaching Jesus. Is that the last verse? One more. Then you will call. If you know who I am, you know how I think, you ought to just start calling on me. If you know I was a low-down, dirty dog, don't call on me for nothing. But when I told you how much I love you and what I think of you, and you won't call me up, evidently you didn't believe me. Then you will call upon me, Jehovah God, and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. If lie didn't die, they won't listen to you. Tell your children, go talk to God. You saw today, Sunday, he'll listen. Because see, there are some things that lie didn't die, they don't want to hear from you. Don't want to hear about you. And then there's some things you don't want to tell Lottie or Dottie. So you don't care what they listen to, I ain't going to tell you. But God already know. That's a good thing about him. When I go talk to him, he already know. But he said, tell me anyway. Tell me anyway. Is that it, Brother Steve? One more. I'm trying to get at you. Y'all. Okay, one more. And you will seek me and find me. When you, got to do it this way as a prerequisite. When you search for me with all your heart. God said, don't come double-minded to me. James told you about that, didn't you? Say, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Don't think you can get nothing from God. You come with your whole heart. Don't play with him. You can play with me, but don't play with God. I'm through.